This recording, North Dakota 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Bismarck, North Dakota. A blustery winter, of course, starting in September. I lived in North Dakota all my life, surrounded by Germans and Norwegians. We were one of the only Irish families there. When we were in school, we were taught to salute the flag, and we bought our groceries in bags. And when we go outside, we put on our coats, and when we go to the lake, we ride in boats. And I lived about 3 hours from the Canadian border. So it was just a short trip, and then you could hear an even more pronounced accent. People where I'm from would say A after certain sentences, and you can hear a slight aboot when we say about. I lived in North Dakota, lived in the same bedroom 18 years of my life until I moved to Kansas, which is 800 miles south. I lived in Bismarck, North Dakota, which is the capital, and there's probably about 60,000 people that live there, so it's not a small, tiny town, but I lived on one of the busiest streets, but even then, we've had deer in our backyard, and rabbits, and raccoons, and there was once, when I was little, and it was April, probably the very end of April, almost early May, when I was 13, and we had a tremendous snowstorm that shut down the town for 4 days, and cars were buried, and it was like 10 feet of snow or something ridiculous, and there was actually a moose that was walking down Main Street. I learned this song when I was in first grade. They passed out copies of the North Dakota State Song, which I don't remember that one, and they just passed out, you know, copies of all the different national songs and things that we needed to learn for some government presentation. And then another one they passed out was the North Dakota Song. And everywhere I go, every national conference or anything I've ever been to, this is the thing that people get the biggest kick out of. You ought to go to North Dakota, see the cattle and the wheat and the folks that can't be beat. You ought to go to North Dakota, but you just can't say goodbye. The skies are bluer than blue, the folks are friendlier too. And if you don't believe me, well, there's only one thing to do. You ought to go to North Dakota, but you just can't say goodbye.